Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brendan, how can we help you, sir?
Yeah, so I started seeing this girl, Allison, and things have been going great, I guess. Not perfect, but I mean, you know, we're getting along, we're going out, we're having fun, she's laughing at my jokes. And then here recently, I got to meet her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of went out Halloween, you know, doing Halloween stuff. And after that, it's just she just kind of went cold on me.
Okay, so what do you think you did?
I've been kind of racking my brain, and they're just, like, kind of stupid. But I had an edible before we went trick-or-treating.
Oh, say no more.
Say no more.
I wonder what the problem is.
Okay, you had an edible before you went trick-or-treating with her and her kids. And?
So we went, and it was fun, and we laughed, and everything was cool. But I got the mad munchies.
Yeah.
And I was like, I ate the shit out of it. Her son's candy.
Oh, man.
So I feel like
he kind of got irked. I can't tell if I was just paranoid.
Yeah.
but I think, and then I think she got irked at me for doing that. I mean, I just buy more f***ing candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor kid.
I don't think that's a reason to not, you know, talk
how
to
old's
me
her
anymore.
Kid?
Like, just go, he is 5.
Okay. So you're stealing from a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, candy is
that's important.
Candy is like gold bars right. to a 5-year-old.
Come on.
Just like pounding it.
Well, I mean, he knows we were like sharing it, so it was fun.
Right, right, right.
But, and I told him I'd reimburse him, you know? I'd be like, oh, man.
5-year-olds know exactly what that means.
Oh, God, that is hilarious, man. All right, well, look, we might be able to fix that. Again, we'll, you know, like you said, we'll say to her, hey, listen, he'll show up with, like, 3 bags of candy for your kids, if that's what it is.
Yeah, for real. I'll buy 4 bags.
All right. Well, hang on. We'll give her a call for you next, okay?
All right.
All right, second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
This is great. I mean, I think we already know what the situation is, so it'll be easy going
right.
into it to fix it. We just spoke to Brendan, and he's looking for Allison. Now, him and Allison had a great time. He went out with Allison and her kids for Halloween. Did you say kids or kid?
I said kids.
Oh, kids. Okay.
But I was taking the candy from
the 5-year-old.
From him.
Yeah,
from the 5-year-old. Okay, yes, so, let's get it right.
From the 5-year-old.
Yeah, okay, so I was going to get... So Brendan took an edible before he went, you know... out for Halloween with Allison and her kids.
Mm.
And he said he got hardcore munchies and he might have taken the 5-year-old candy.
Oh, man.
But
that's terrible.
You know, we can fix this. You know what? Hopefully she answers and we get a chance to explain to her. So stay quiet. All right, Brendan?
Hello.
Hi, is this Allison?
Speaking.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Allison. Please don't hang up the phone. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And the reason we're calling you is because somebody gave us your phone number for a good reason. So can I just explain to you really quickly why we're calling you?
I mean, I don't have that much time, so if you can make it quick.
I'll make it super quick. I'll make it super quick. Basically, it's a gentleman who you know. I'm going to tell you his name, and he would like to take you out on a date if you're amenable to that. So if you say yes, you know, we'll let you pick wherever you want to go, a restaurant that you're comfortable going to, a restaurant maybe that you've always wanted to go to, or if you want to do something at your house or his place, whatever it is, we'll set up the food, the drinks, all that stuff. And like I said, I'll tell you his name so you won't be showing. It's not like really a blind date. You'll be showing up to see if you and this gentleman that you already know have chemistry.
All right.
Okay. Perfect. Now, before I tell you his name, I just want to say that he is very sorry for eating your son's Halloween candy, and he is willing to reimburse you with not one, not two, not three, but four bags of Halloween candy. Brendan.
No, I'm okay. Thank you. That is so nice, but I'm all good in that department.
Five bags of Halloween candy. I'm sure he'll do five bags of Halloween candy to make it up to your son.
They're all discounted anyway, so no, I'm fine. He can buy me 100 bags. I'm good.
Okay.
So it's not just the candy.
Is it more than the candy? Because...
No, and it's not even about the Halloween. Look, dude, if you want to get high, that's on you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to, criminalize you or anything. But I mentioned that I'm looking at swim lessons for my 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I know a place. I go, I do it every week. And it's at this time, this place. I show up, and Brandon is in the pool with his little floaties, crying, having a panic attack, while this 13-year-old boy is trying to get him in the water.
What?
What?
Huh?
Yeah, he's taking swim lessons from a 13-year-old boy with other 5-year-old and 6-year-old.
What?
Okay, hold on.
Hold on.
So...
No. You don't need to say anymore. You don't need to say anymore, Allison. Brendan's on the phone. Brendan...
No. Yeah, okay. This is
majorly up. No, wait. Is what she's saying true?
Yeah, but I'm definitely afraid of water. I've always had a phobia of water. I'm sorry that that's the only class that I could find, to learn how to swim, but it's something I need to get over. It's a psychological thing. You're making fun of a guy with a psychological problem.
No, I'm not making fun of it.
Get psychological help. I don't know what to tell you. Help going in a class with 6-year-olds isn't going to help you.
Well, I thought our relationship had a little bit more substance. I didn't think that it was going to be some shallow bullshit like this. You know what I mean? I thought she would see that I was kind of funny.
You, it's not shallow. I want to be with a man, not someone who's afraid of freaking water and needs to go and be with 6-year-olds to learn how to swim.
And wear floaties.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you all seen a kid swim lesson, but the instructors throw little floaty toys in the pool.
Yeah.
But because Brandon is so big and large, they had to throw it halfway to the deep end.
Yeah.
And he was freaking out. He refused to go without assistance. And I'm just his manhood went from through the roof to six feet below ground.
It wasn't my idea to do the damn thing.
Listen, okay, we can fix this. Allison, how do we fix this? Allison, you need to stop bringing your child to the same class and pretend, and then wipe your memory of what you saw, and then we'll start brand new. Does that sound good?
No, I'm sorry. This is burned into my freaking memory, and I just can't.
Brenda, she's saying thanks, but no thanks, but can we come and watch your next swimming class?
This is crazy.
You know what? Bring your you're more than welcome.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.